the second round. You know, we talked a little bit about the Eastern Conference last time. A lot of things has progressed since our last predictions. Abdi saying he was, I think he said Milwaukee in four. It's very laughable when we look at it right now. You know, Boston was up 2-0, and then now it's a series out there. You know, it's a series with the Clippers in Denver right now. Lakers looking like they're going to go down 0-2 after tonight.
I just want my $175 after.
We have to play our opponents for us to step up. We got to
James Harden go up 50 tonight.
Got to get on court feel first.
Yeah, so I'm glad we're transitioning to the Lakers because I think we got to talk about the Western Conference. And I don't think we made our picks for both series.
Well, we did.
Technically not.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, we can do that over again. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean.
So we just do Eastern and Western.
Eastern.
Or do you want to just do Western?
Let's just do Western. Yeah. Let's cut that part out. All right. Western. So you know, between the Lakers and Rockets, we'll start there. I got the Rockets in six. For the mere fact that ever since Capella was traded, Houston has not lost a game against the Lakers. Lakers really don't have any wing defenders to stop either Russ or Harden. And it's kind of laughable that AD is having trouble against Robert Covington.
Yeah,
a guy who was in and out of the G League. Great defender, great 3-and-D player.
Can I just say one thing about that series?
What's up?
They put Eric Gordon on LeBron James. Eric Gordon.
Listen, hey, LeBron's legs are worn out, all right? You got the Dwayne Wade knees and everything going on, you know. It's all you gotta do is just throw a big body on him. You know, even though he's undersized, Eric Gordon is pretty sturdy and he can slow down LeBron, you know.
Hey man, David looks like he disagrees. What do you have to say about that?
We've been saying LeBron's going down or his knees can't hold up every year for the last 5 years, and every year he proves us wrong. Yeah. So I hate hearing that argument.
Just like Josh said.
Don't get me wrong, I hope it's true. I hope LeBron's done, but I don't. It is.
Being, you know, since I've had trouble in the past betting against LeBron, him being on my team would be a dummy move. So I think it's pretty obvious who I'm going to take. It's going to be Lakers, I think, in about six games, because if we're not able to figure out how to shut down a midget team, then you know, that's on the coaching at that point. But
honestly, you say Lakers and what?
I say Rockets in six.
Oh, Rockets in six.
Rockets in six.
Miles, you said Lakers in seven or six, right?
Lakers in six.
I'm still indecisive, so.
He knew after he said Milwaukee four that his predictions are as bad as Charles Barkley's.
No. In my defense, every single game that the Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks have played have been close.
Right, but Miami's usually pulled out the win.
And the fact that they beat. And the fact that they beat the Heat without Giannis today shows a lot.
Chris Middleton he's a creator. He's probably the second, third best player on almost every team, and he can probably
ten teams
he could be their best player. He's a hooper. He can create.
He's a hooper, but like I said last episode, Eric Bledsoe is a no show.
So yeah. Rockets in six. Lakers in six. I can't go against LeBron, bro. As much as I want to see the Rockets win, I'm going to say Lakers in seven.
Well, my thing is this. Just to piggyback off of you guys' statements. My thing is, obviously the Lakers can pull it out, and they probably will pull it out. But the thing is, they have to make the right adjustments. A, in my opinion, they have to put AD at the five and start Kuzma at the four. That's the only way they're going to beat Houston.
Listen,
JaVale McGee is going to be a huge liability against Houston, in my opinion.
Miles, listen, bro, hear me out, okay? And tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. The main reason they lost Game One was one. I got two reasons. One, they put Rondo in way too much. That's one reason. Second reason, why are they benching J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters, two guys who can create?
Oh my gosh!
No, am I wrong?
We talk about J.R. Smith being the X factor in all of this is going to be laughable.
The series is Rondo, to be honest with you.
I feel like they put him in. I feel like they put him into the dogs, like.
March. So
I just feel like there's a lot of rust.
What's your opinion, Miles and David? What's your guys' opinion on what the Lakers need to do in order to actually beat Houston in a 7-game series?
AD just has to play like the best big man in the league, like he is. Like, he just needs to stand down low and bully PJ Tucker or Robert Covington. He should easily have 40 a game in the series, but he wants to spread the floor too much. And I get that is his game and that's where the game's going. But for this particular series, he needs to take advantage of being the tallest, most talented player on the court most of the time.
Yeah. And his problem is he refuses to be inside. He doesn't like playing the floor. He doesn't like playing
the
role. And as he even said, but the problem is they're a midget team. We need to be able to just destroy them inside the paint.
Yeah, you can't.
Everything needs to flow through him.
You can't get in a shootout with the Rockets because you're going to lose.
Exactly.
So you got to take points where you can get them.
We're not
two at a time.
And we're not a great three-point shooting team. So if Vogel's able to make that adjustment and somehow manages not to screw up literally relying on your biggest and best player on the court, then I think we might even get it sooner than six, to be honest with you. But that's just a matter of making the right adjustments and running the right freaking plays for literally one of the most talented players in the league. It blows my mind that we had that wide of a margin of defeat, because we are top-heavy AF, as LeBron said, and, you know, we have some role players. We have some missing pieces. You know, not having Avery Bradley really did hurt us in this series, because that's our wing defender. So,
but you guys have Dion and JR to make up for it. I don't get why they're signing them. Like you guys signed them for no reason at this point.
They're 50-50.
Man, get out of here, bro. You'd rather have Contavious Caldwell-Pope on the floor rather than JR Smith. Kick rocks, bro.
ACP's been with the team. He, you know, he understands his role. But, you know, if we...
I know you're a diehard Lakers fan, but I see ball differently, I guess. JR is way better is a better option than KCP.
No, he's not. Not in this series. Because KCP can actually defend.
KCP can defend, and, you know, when he needs to, he'll hit shots. Like, I give him a lot of crap, but he's not... It could be worse. That's the best way I can put it.
Yeah, so just to transition real quick, you know, so we already talked about the Lakers and Rockets.
So wait, one more time to clarify. Six games, Rockets, Lakers is six.
Yeah,
David,
I mean,
David, what do you think again?
I got Lakers in seven.
Okay, so me and David are in the same page.
And it'll probably be like game six, but I got Lakers in seven. I can't go against LeBron James.
No, I mean,
I did that in 2017. And he sent us home in game seven of the Eastern Conference Finals, and I ain't cried in a game since.
Hey, man, listen. Ed, listen. The Lakers will probably win this. I'm just saying Rockets because, you know, I'm a Harden fan. But LeBron is not – he's washed up, okay? I'm sorry to say it. He puts up great stats.
Yeah, this is
you know, he puts up great stats, but let's be very, very, very clear. You cannot win a game against the 2018 Warriors when James Harden – and CP3 had him to seven games.
Okay, can I tell you guys something for everyone listening? Giannis is officially the biggest LeBron fan. I've never seen someone talk so much shit about one player in my entire life. You're literally the biggest LeBron fan, bro. You do notice that, right?
No, I know.
Am I right, Miles?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the ones who talk the most about another person who are the biggest fans.
Listen,
this guy right here is the biggest LeBron fan in the world.
Speaking of fans, let's go to my second favorite player, Kawhi Leonard, who if
Jordan.
LeBron does somehow beat Houston, if LeBron does beat Houston, Kawhi will knock him out for sure. But right now in the series, it's tied 1-1. You got Jamal Murray going off once again. This guy is just emerging as an NBA superstar, in my opinion, offensively at least. Who do you guys say it again?
I guarantee he's going to be an all-star.
I think he'll be an all-star next season for sure.
Only going to.
But he's a point guard. Steph's coming back next year. He's an all-star. Dane's an all-star.
I don't think they'll put him back. We'll see.
I'm not saying he's not an all-star caliber player, but like getting one of the four guard spots in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tall task, but I think he's capable. He can play.
He's
So in your guys' opinions, who do you think will win that series?
That's a tough one.
Denver! No, I just wanted to say that to piss off Giannis. I see Clippers in six.
Know how many games they're gonna go? I could go to seven.
Yeah, I think it's six at most. I really could see the Clippers win then the next three games.
I don't know. I'm a Jamal Murray fan, dude. He's convinced.
But he's
convinced me.
He's so streaky. Game one, he had like 12. Like if he does that again, they're not winning. They don't have enough firepower. Mm-hmm. Jokic is go for 26 and 14 every game as efficiently as he did last night. Like
that's true.
The Clippers are just way too talented.
They're a deeper. They're a deeper team, but I think Denver will continue to give them a run for their money. So I'll say Clippers in seven.
So Clippers in seven. Giannis, you say Clippers in five because you probably.
How are you going to speak for me? Cause Clippers in six, man. Look, I agree. Jamal Murray is very streaky. He's a great player, but he's still young. He's very streaky, and his defense is questionable at times. But the Clippers are loaded. You know, the Clippers are very, very loaded, and I don't see them having an off night like they did last night again in the series. But then again, Denver.
Also, you gotta play in the fact that Jokic is hurt as well. So.
Jokic hurt. Jokic not hurt. Either way, they're still going down, in my opinion.
I mean, that's a big loss if he ends up not playing the next game because of that risk. But, right. I say Denver, I mean, LA in six.
He's trying to redeem himself. You know,
I am going to say this. I think Milwaukee's going to come back in the series.
It's for you to redeem yourself after that. That's a terrible.
Listen, I've said it in the past, bro. I'm not high on Milwaukee. I also wasn't high on Miami, bro. And I just looked at it like, yo, listen. I looked at it as like, yo, these guys got the MVP, which is not, he's not playing like the MVP right now. You know what I'm saying? And every single game has been close, so I'm still sticking with the Milwaukee Bucks for now. You can stay open in space all you want, bro. I just want my 175 cash out.
Crazy.
You're not gonna get that, dude.
No team in NBA history has ever come down from 3-0.
And you know what?
Having three sports history, twice in hockey, once in baseball. The most recent was 0-4.
Yeah.
Like this Bucks team without Giannis, because he's probably not gonna play in game five. He re-aggravated the same ankle injury. There's no way they make it seven. I'm not saying they won't win this next game because playing with a chip on their shoulder, and if Chris Middleton plays like he did today, it's a different story, but without Giannis, it's not happening.
It's not.
You guys heard it here first.
Giannis.
Bucks in seven.
Giannis, just go. I know the series is not over, but Giannis, just go ahead and request that trade, fam. I mean, yeah, just get out of Milwaukee. Find a team that is suitable for you. Milwaukee will get something in return. It's a win-win situation for both sides, in my opinion.
You're ready for all the Knicks fans to drop their jersey on
him. I know. He's got a point.
You can be the superstar anywhere. It's just... not gonna work out there.
Like we said earlier in the show, you know, Boston was one play away from being up 3-0, and now it's a 2-2 series lead, or excuse me, 2-2 tied series going to the game five tomorrow. In my opinion, I'm not too worried. I mean, you have Jaylen Brown missing, I think, 2 for 11 from the three-point line? The refs having terrible calls. And yeah, we only lost by 7 points, in my opinion. That is very, very, very good. And I think JB is, you know, I saw on Instagram that he's in the lab working right now. You know, he has the hardened beard, so I know he's going to come off and just start firing away tomorrow. So I'm not worried about it. Toronto got lucky, in my opinion. I don't know what my fellow Celtics fans, plural, have to say about it, but I think Boston will continually win and just win in six.
Yeah, out the gate, but I thought they would win the first two, and then teams would trade off till the sixth game. But I'm not worried. I'm just upset how we went from driver's seat, 0.5 seconds from series basically being over, to now people are actually talking like Boston's out the playoffs. And now I'm done with it.
No.
We're gonna win by about 15 tomorrow, and then close it out in game six.
Yeah, you guys are going to end up winning the series. I predicted it to go to seven. Like that, me and David had that discussion the other day. Trade the games back and forth, but you guys right. We spoke it into existence at that point. But honestly, I think you guys are going to end up closing them out in the next one. So, guys in six.
I have one thing to say, bro. Okay, first of all, the refs the other night were just garbage. Just that bald head, Mr. Clean, bro. What's his name? I don't even know his name. He was like the lead official last night, bro. Anyways, last night, bro, that's the same ref that made those two calls in game three in Milwaukee and Miami. Same exact ref. That's the same. What was his name?
I think he was Mark Davis.
Yeah, well, Mark Davis, whatever. And I don't even care, bro, but at this point, it's the playoffs. Officiating needs to be on the, like, it has to be, like, spot on. Especially with no fans there, bro. Like, you got little kids. You're going to be nervous around little kids, bro? Then something's wrong with you, bro.
Your head complains about certain players getting to the line 14 times and then decides to rectify that in the next game that happens to you. Next two games, he goes to the line. 11 times total?
11 times in game 3 and 4, 14.
I'm not even worried about the loss simply because, like, you look at it and the way Boston was playing was just absolutely shitty, bro. And they still, they still only lost by 7 points. And it's just sad, you know? Like, it has to take a shitty game, bad officiating, to beat a team like that.
You know the ref, there was a lot of bad calls. Everybody who watched the game knows that. And the fact that Tatum drove as many times as he did to the basket and got zero fouls called on him is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm kidding. But what's it called? I'm going to be honest with you, bro. If the Celtics don't finish this in six, I'm not watching the playoffs anymore, bro.
All right, yeah, that's BS. He has a lot of BS topics that he's bringing up.
Anyways, Celtics in six.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, man. So that wraps it up for the quick second round predictions.
You got Jason Tatum. We have nothing to worry about. Future MVP, 2021 key NBA MVP.
You're saying it, bro.
What?
I can't hear what you're saying.
He heard you. He's just messing with you. Anyway. Yeah, man. So that wraps it up for the second round predictions. Hopefully, they come true. Hopefully my prediction of the Rockets in six really does come true because I will be over here hitting every single internet dance.
All right, so that's all you had?
That's all I had.
That's all you had. Anything you got to say, Miles or David?
I do have something to say. Arrest the cops that murdered Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, that part. I agree with you. Giannis is wearing a shirt. I don't know what it says. What? You love what? Can I see? Oh, black culture. Oh, facts! You want to say that out loud for Miles since you can't see this?
And basically it says if you love the black culture, you gotta protect the black lives as well.
Exactly. That lives. Period. Very awesome.
So all I gotta say.
Alright, so tonight, Lakers in trouble if they go down 0-2?
Yes, absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Okay.
At the time of this filming, we will, I'm sure you viewers are watching it now, you'll see that the Lakers tied it up 1-1, so.
Hopefully David can get you a Marcus Smart jersey after they're out of the playoffs.
But he had it. He should have been
the best jersey.
Wearing it. Man, he's been, bro, he's out here in L.A. with me proudly wearing it everywhere he goes. I'm over here. I got my jersey. You know,
that's so awkward, bro. How you guys?
The pose, dude. Like, look, us walking next to each other on the street, we got so many looks. They're like, what?
Yeah, you guys are asking to get beat.
I ain't getting beat up.
You just got to protect your boy. That's all I got to say, man.
Nah, it's Slim. He ain't nobody go touch him. He'll outwit his way out of a fight before anything else.
I know I'm going to fight a naked guy.
I'm done. Yeah, dude.
Today,
what we got?
TFP, Y'all know what to do. Social.
Shout out to Josh again for coming.
Key test spot, man. It's social.
Yeah, that's amazing to hear. Yeah. Appreciate you guys for letting me be on. I love listening to you guys every week.
Oh, bro, facts?
Yeah, no, David shows love, man. Shout out to you, bro. You have some great takes.
David. Some are a bit questionable, though. But I'd love to have you on for a couple more episodes so we can speak on that.
We can easily.
Anytime. I can make it happen.
Easy set that up.
All right. So, socials, pre-test by. Go ahead, Matt.
Little gap.
If you want the word basketball takes on Twitter, it's droberson0033.
We're in the best NBA jersey right now. That's all we got today. Yo.
Peace.
Damn, I